When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to a preview of a special bonus episode. Did you know there are even more stories in the Sound Sleep premium feed? Well, you can listen to ad-free episodes, 2 monthly bonus episodes, just like this one, and get early releases, all for less than $1 a week. Subscribe from either Apple Podcasts or Supercast and listen directly in your favorite podcast player. It's quick and easy. Go to soundsleeppodcast.com or look in the show notes for more information. And thanks so much for your continued support. In the meantime, here is a little teaser of a recent bonus episode. Thanks for listening. Take a few deep breaths, feeling the breath move in and out of your body. As you close your eyes, allow your mind to wander to a peaceful countryside setting. Imagine yourself driving along a winding road, surrounded by lush green fields and rolling hills. The sun is shining, and a warm breeze flows through the open car windows. As you continue on your journey, take in all of the sights and sounds around you. Notice the wildflowers blooming along the side of the road, and the birds singing in the trees. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, and the gentle rocking of the car as you drive. As you come to a stop at a scenic overlook, take a moment to appreciate the breathtaking view. Take in the vast expanse of the landscape, and allow yourself to feel a sense of awe and wonder at the beauty of nature. Take another deep breath in and exhale. As we begin our story, continue with a few more deep breaths, preparing your mind and body to be ready for a peaceful and sound sleep. The Three Brother Beasts. There was, once upon a time, a king of a country called Verticoli, who had 3 daughters, each one more lovely than the other. The 3 sons of the neighboring king of El Prato fell very much in love with these 3 beauties. But just as the weddings were going to come off, the 3 princes fell under the power of a wicked fairy who turned them all into different animals. And the father of the princesses, very naturally refused in consequence to let his daughters marry them. Thereupon the eldest prince, who had been changed into an eagle with magic power, summoned all the birds of the air to his aid. They came in swarms: sparrows, larks, thrushes, starlings, and every other bird you can think of. And the eagle commanded them to devastate the whole country, not leaving a leaf or a blossom on any tree. The second prince, who had been changed into a stag, called the goats, rabbits, hares, pigs, and all the other four-footed beasts, and ordered them to lay waste all the fields and plowed land, and not to leave a single root or blade of grass. The third prince, who had been changed into a dolphin, assembled all the monsters of the deep, and raised such a storm on the coasts of the country that all the ships and trading vessels were lost and shattered to pieces. When the king saw that the only way to put an end to these troubles and disasters was to give the three beasts his daughters in marriage, he gave in at last, though with much foreboding and many tears. When the eagle, the stag, and the dolphin arrived to carry their brides off, their mother gave each of the princesses a ring, saying as she did so, "My daughters, keep these rings carefully and always wear them. For if you separate and do not meet again for many years, or if at any time you come across anyone of your own blood, you will always recognize each other by these talismans." So they took their departure and set out on their different ways. The eagle carried Fabiella, who was the eldest sister, off to a lofty mountain above the clouds, where it never rained, but the sun shone perpetually.